Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's Investment Insight podcast. My name is Andy Rosenberger, Senior Investment Manager at Brinker Capital. As we move into the last 2 weeks of 2017, we're entering the most seasonally strong period of the calendar. Low volumes in the market, driven by vacations and time off with families, juxtaposed with year-end contributions to retirement saving plans, tends to put a nice floor under asset prices, at least until the new year begins. More so, unlike prior calendar years, many investors-to-be very sensibly holding off on realizing capital gains with the expectation that next year will bring lower tax rates. While the end of the year tends to be seasonally favorable, we are, however, mindful that another S-word, sentiment, is looking a bit too optimistic. Whether you measure sentiment via survey-based methods, technicals, positioning data, all are pointing to an optimism, which may be a hint that investors may be a little too far out over their skis going into the new year. But sentiment rarely is useful for long-term investors and does little to influence major moves seen in markets. For that, you really need fundamentals to change. So with that, I thought I would highlight a few under-the-radar risks that we're watching, which speak to the longer-term fundamentals. First up is the U.S. dollar. On both a trade-weighted and dollar-weighted basis, the U.S. dollar has broken out to highs not seen since 2003. A strong dollar will put pressure on corporate earnings, particularly for multinationals, while also widening our trade deficit. A strong dollar also weighs on areas outside of the U.S., particularly countries and entities with large dollar-denominated debt. China is a great example of an area with too much debt and lots of exposure to the U.S. dollar, and another risk for 2017. Their currency, the Chinese yuan, relative to the dollar, is back to levels last seen prior to the financial crisis. Now, a lot of that move is because the dollar is getting stronger as opposed to the yuan getting weaker, but one has to wonder whether the perception of China managing the currency won't lead to an escalating trade war. Certainly, there's been a sense of moving away from globalization in the form of populism, and that risk looks like it'll be staying in 2017 as well. You have European elections with Germany, France, and the Netherlands, and that's going to be front and center as we move into the new calendar year. Likewise, the outcomes immediately following Brexit, the election here in the U.S., and then the Italian referendum have been uneventful at worst and beneficial at best. What I mean by that is markets are trading at levels that are actually notably higher following all of those events. And I think that, if anything, will just make the case more so than less so that populism is here to stay. The risk really lies in the longer-term ramifications. Finally, if I end with one more risk, one which is probably pretty unlikely but worth considering, it would be a melt-up in equities. Valuations are elevated, growth remains tepid, and the Fed is finally beginning to tighten monetary policy. But corporate tax rates may improve valuations, growth could get better with the right policies, and the Fed has a lot of room before policy becomes restrictive. So another risk for clients is that they are underexposed to risk in general for one reason or another. The flip of the calendar does little to determine the future outcome of the market or change your investment objectives, but it does give a time to reevaluate your personal needs and desired outcomes. So this year, please enjoy your holiday. Think twice before engaging in a heated debate about politics, especially with those who you're closest to. And instead, spend some time thinking about your needs and objectives and verifying that your portfolio is the right one for the long term. Thank you for listening to this week's Investment Insight podcast.